The Lord is good.
Amen.
He's so good, right?
Amen.
Yeah, whenever we talk about God, something excites us. You know why? Because deep inside our hearts, He created us knowing that His presence will always be there. Kaya pag pinag-uusapan ng Diyos, something great is happening into our lives. That's the reality. Pakisabi nga sa katabi mo, God has something for you. As always, He does. Lagi siyang meron sa life natin. Amen. Sabi natin lahat, greater glory. Can you shout it out, greater glory? Kung among you believe na ang plano ng Diyos sa buhay natin, hindi ka manatiling nandyan, kailangan pataas, tumataas ng level, amen? Hindi pa hirap, payaman. Hindi pa hina, palakas. Amen? Kahit anong edad mo, kahit anong kalagayan mo, God has something that is so good into your life. Kaya nga when Moses asked God, can you show me your glory? Sa Exodus chapter 33. And we have this misconception. When we talk about glory, minsan iniisip natin kailangan may usok, kailangan may ganitong pangyayari, kailangan may kakaiba. When we talk about glory, pag walang extraordinary experience, parang walang nangyayaring glory sa life natin. But in reality, hindi ganon. When Moses asked God, can you show me your glory? God told Moses, I will show you my goodness. Amen? Real glory is experiencing the goodness of God every day of your life, and you are being transformed from goodness to goodness.
Amen.
From glory to glory. Amen. Yung dati ganito, pero ngayon iba na. Yung dati walang halaga ang tingin mo sa sarili mo, pero ngayon alam mong special ka. Dati, ang akala mo wala kang kinabukasan, pero ngayon, alam mo, merong kinabukasan dahil nasa iyo ang Diyos. That's what we call glory. Glory is experiencing the very presence of God into our lives. Imagine, even if in my own story, some of you would know, I was a former drug defendant, right? Anak ng pastor, pero drug dependent. Ewan ko si Joshua, tsaka si John Belcom. Kung tumikin ng droga to, medical. Tsaka biogesic, no? I was a drug dependent. And may itsura ko, ganito, ganyan. But God transformed you. And when He transformed you, He does not only do it once. He transformed you from glory to glory to glory to glory. Amen? But let me read from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 and 21. But I would love to read this from my favorite translation. As of now, of course, the Passion Translation. Let me read Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 and 21. But I will focus on verse 20 a little later. And sabi ko dyan, so I kneel humbly in awe. And when I'm reading this, I ask myself, ako pa ay patuloy pa rin na namamangha sa kabutihan ng Diyos. If I would ask you, are you still in awe of God's goodness? Hanggang ngayon ba, ikaw ay namamangha sa pag-ibig at kabutihan niya sa buhay mo? Amen? Let us not allow ourselves to be very, or if I may say, over familiar with the goodness of God. Because God would never, He does not stop doing good things sa buhay natin. Right? Lahat ng ginagawa ng Panginoon sa buhay natin is for the betterment. For good, greater glory. Ang sabi niya, so I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father and child in heaven and on the earth. I pray that He would unveil. Amen? May nagtanong nga minsan sa akin sa church, kasi uso na yung mga online ngayon eh, mga Vimeo, YouTube, napapakinggan mo yung mga mababagsik na preacher, di ba? Pagkinggan mo si D.D. Jakes, John MacArthur, si Brian Chaffel, mapapakinggan mo si Joseph Prince, kasi malupit ngayon eh. So mga online, so na kailangan ba talaga mag-church? Ganito ganyan? My answer is always yes. You know why? Because God unveils Himself whenever you come and are expectant for His word. Hello? Hindi kasi ako naniniwala na expectant ng isang tao pag Sunday, nakahiga siya, tapos bubuksan niya yung laptop niya, tapos magpreplay siya ng message, tapos expectant siya. Ang isang taong expectant sa word ni Lord, gigising siya, maliligo siya, pupunta siya, magbibi siya, and ready siya, I will be in the church because God will speak into my heart today. Amen? Ang sabi ko dito, He would unveil within you the unlimited riches. Sabi natin lahat, unlimited riches. Hindi lang siya riches. Unlimited. It's a riches that you cannot measure. It is a riches that is not based out of your need, but based on who He is. Ang sabi ko dito, of His glory and favor until supernatural strength floods. Yung binabaha ka. Ang sabi ko dito, your innermost being with His divine might. So this is the mystery. God basically works in you first. Then, when it is established, He will use outside people, institution, and things to give you what He has already worked in you. Are we getting the point? Ikaw muna bago yung iba. Ikaw muna, puso mo muna, mentality mo muna. Then after that, then He will use others to fulfill what He established in your heart. Ang sabi ko dito, His divine might and ano daw? Explosive power. Tignan mo yung katabi mo. Sabi mo, explosive power. Then, by constantly using your faith, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you. And this is my favorite part of this passage. Ang sabi ko dyan, and the resting place of His love, the resting place of His love will become the very source and root of your life. Ang ginagawa mo, every decision I make, every thought I think, every action I do, everything in my life, the source and foundation will always be the love of God. Amen? I do ministry because of the love of God. I help people because of the love of God. I attend the church because of the love of God. We do things because of the love of God. That's the reality. Ang sabi ko dito, and the resting place of His love will become the very source and root of your life. Oh, I love it. Isa-isayin natin. Then, you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences. The great magnitude. Ano yun? The great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimension. You know, God wants to bless you in all aspects of your life. Every aspect of your life. Hindi yung bless ka emotionally, pero financially broke. Hindi yung bless ka financially, pero physically sick. God wants us to bless us in all dimensions. In all aspects. Amen? He wants you to be emotionally happy, mentally sound, physically healthy, and financially prosperous. That's the promise of God. And it's not a cliche. It's not something that you feel good. No, that's the truth. Amen. If your mind can think about it, God can do it. That's the essence. Ang sabi niya dito, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimension. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is His love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless. Sabi nga nila, endless.
Endless.
Oh, I love it.
endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant. It's not just a love, an ordinary love. It is an extravagant love. Kaya nga kung sabi, grace is free, love is free. You know why? Because no one can pay it. Not even our own lives. God gave it for free because no one can measure it. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing. Ang kalooban ng Panginoon sa buhay natin mag-overflow. Amen. Ang kalooban ni Lord sa buhay natin, yung blessings niya, hindi lang sapat, kundi higit pa sa sapat. Ang gusto ni Lord sa buhay natin, hindi yung monthly income mo, pambayad mo lang sa lahat ng pangangailangan mo, sa utang mo, o ganito, ganyan. He wants us to overflow. Yung strength mo, hindi lang dahil nagtatrabaho ka, tapos pag-uwi mo, pahinga ka na. No, He wants you to overflow in your strength. Why? Because He wants you to do the ministry. He wants you to be so active in what He is doing. Iba ho yung so active in what you are doing sa active in what He is doing. Amen. Ang sabi ho dito, endless love beyond measurement. Extravagant love pours into you and you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. When you understand who you are, what He has done, what He is doing, and even the things He is yet to do, it overflows. Why? Because without the fullness, there's no overflow. Amen? Ang gusto ni Lord, pinupuno ka. Ang gusto ni Lord, ikaw mismo, you are diving, delving, dwelling in His fullness. Amen? Parang ang sabi nga ho nila eh, the difference is, we thought the blessing of God, parang merong tubig, tapos ibubuhos sa ulo mo, tapos ikaw, grabe, parang basa ka, oh, the blessing of God. Ganun, hindi. The blessing of God, dadaling ka niya sa isang lugar, patatalunin ka niya sa dagat, ganun yung blessing niya. Yung nalulunod ka sa pagpapala na meron siya sa buhay mo. And when we talk about blessing, this is not just about money. This is about mentality. This is about health. This is about prosperity. This is about the way you live your life. Amen? That you're not struggling. Let me continue to read. Yung sabi diyan, never doubt. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, never doubt. Oh, come on, never doubt. There are times that we are tempted to doubt. Tested to doubt. And this word trains us to doubt. But the word of God is pretty simple. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. And let me read it. I love it. Dito ho tayo magpo-focus. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request. What's your greatest request? Hello? What's your greatest request? Ano sabi ni Lord? He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request. Of course, when you are requesting, make sure it's in the will of God. Your dream that comes from God. Amen? More than your greatest request. Your most what? Your most unbelievable dream. So I realized, pag kaya mong isipin, kayang gawin ni Lord. Pag kayang ilagay sa isip mo at sa desire mo, imposibleng hindi kayang gawin ni Lord. Amen? In the past, sabi ko, imposible isang pastor, kikita ng 200, 300,000 sa isang buwan. Imposible yun. But God, He will give you more than your greatest request and unbelievable dream. Unbelievable dream. Amen? And He said, and exceed your
wildest
imagination. Ano yung minsan naisip mo? Wildest imagination. Na parang imposible. What would that be? Ang makakatapos yung anak ko sa pag-aaral ng doktor o ng ganito, pero parang hindi naman namin kaya. Wildest imagination, believe me, God can meet that. More than your wildest imagination. Amen? What? 50 million for the church building? Malaki? Umamin na kayo? Malaki? Kaya mong isipin? Kaya mong bilangin? Kayang bigay ng Diyos.
Amen.
Amen. If you can count it, if you can think it, if your bank can accommodate it, God can do it. Because He's greater than all these dreams. He's greater than all this wildest imagination. Hello? Hello? Ang sabi ko dito, your most unbelievable dream and exceed your wildest imagination. Ito matindi eh. Ito matindi. Sabi diyan, greatest request, unbelievable dream, wildest imagination, then He will outdo them all. Yung greatest dream mo na nga, unbelievable dream, greater request, parang naiimposiblihan ka na, tapos He will outdo them all. Hihigitan pa niya. And let me just bring you to one story in the scripture. Genesis chapter 22. And it really struck me so much when Abraham offered his son Isaac. And I understood it very differently in the fast. Until I realized when I studied the context wherein Abraham came. Nanggaling ho siya sa Ur. Ang tatay niya si Terah. Pag pinag-aralan mo ang Ur, normal sa kanila na i-offer ang anak sa mga Diyos-Diyosan. Hello? So when God asked Abraham, I want you to offer your son, your one and only son, it was not unusual sa context at kultura ng mga taga-Ur. Napansin ko kasi, ang akala ko, when we approach God, we are trying to change the mind of God. Na ayaw niya tayong i-bless, tapos nag-pray tayo, sige na nga, i-bless na kita. I was taught that way. Dahil sa mga pagkukulang ko, dahil sa mga kasalanan ko, ayaw akong i-bless ni Lord. Kaya may mga pinagagawa siya sa akin na pag ginawa ko, sige, nagbago na isip ko, kahapon ayaw kitang i-bless, ngayon i-bless na kita. That's the way I perceive God. But I come to realize hindi ganun. When we experience and enjoy the presence of God, He is not actually changing His mind. He is changing our minds about Him. Amen? Sabi niya kay Abraham, offer me anak mo. Abraham, to make the long story short, umakit siya doon sa bundok, tapos nandun na siya, sasaksakan niya na yung anak niya, pinahiga niya na. Sabi ko nga, hindi ganun kasimple eh. I know it was hard. Ihiga mo yung anak mo, sasaksakin mo. Sino dito yung nagsasabing mahirap pag sinabi ni Lord na i-offer mo yung anak mo? Mahirap? Sino dito excited? Lord, hasain mo pa. Hello? But the point is this. When he was about to do that, sasaksakin niya na, then God appeared and he said, Abraham, stop what you're doing. I understand. I will provide. He wants us to know Him first and foremost, the God who provides. He was actually saying to Abraham, I'm not demanding anything and I am willing to give everything. That's my God. That's your God. Amen. That's my God and your God. He is not the one who... Kasi ang perspective natin, ito ang Diyos. Parang Greek gods eh. Nung na-realize ko, ang dami ko yung paniniwala sa Diyos na parang ang tingin ko sa Kanya si Zeus. O Greek gods. Kailangan gawin mo to para i-bless kita. Pakailangan malihim malakas ka para manalo ka. Kailangan ganito ganyan. No, it's a Greek gods. And we were very influenced by the Western theology. Hello? But in reality, God is not like Zeus. It actually very different. Yung Diyos na to, hindi nagdi-demand. Yung Diyos na to, nagbibigay. Amen? Yung Diyos natin, handang ibigay ang lahat as yun ang magbabago ng ating pananaw sa ating buhay. So let me just say, first principle, God achieves, sabi natin lahat, God achieves, we rest. God achieves, we rest. Ang Panginoon po hindi tumitigil sa ginagawa niya para sa iyo at para sa akin. Amen. And we rest. And the misconception about rest, the misconception about rest is you do nothing. Not really. Rest means not struggling. Sabi natin lahat, not struggling. Ang ibig sabihin ng salitang rest, yung hindi ka nangangamba. Nangako si Lord, ipuprovide niya, hindi mo alam kung saan manggagaling, hindi ka nangangamba. That's rest. Sinabi ni Lord, pinagaling ka na niya sa karamdaman mo, nararamdaman mo pa rin. Pero hindi ka nangangamba, naniniwala ka, magaling ka na, that's rest. Amen. When we talk about resting, it is not doing anything. Resting is doing a lot of things, yet not struggling. Amen? Kaya ang mga grace believers, tayo mga believers, tayo ang pinakamasipag na mga nilalang sa buong mundo. Alam niyo kung bakit? Because you know what you're doing has a worth. Because you know what you're doing will have a reward from God. Because what you are doing is based on what God has done in your life. Amen. We rest and God achieves. Napakasarap ho ng ganyang buhay. Ang sabi ho sa mga verses na binasa natin, He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream. Na pag ikaw binigyan ka ni Lord ng desire, pag ikaw binigyan ka ni Lord ng dream, ang iniisip mo, ay, sino kaya gagamitin niya para ma-fulfill tong dream na to? Alam niyo ba mayroong gagamitin si Lord? At ang unang-unang tao na gagamitin niya para ma-fulfill yung dream mo, ikaw mismo? Hello. God wants me to transform this nation. I was thinking, sana yung presidente, sana yung senador, sana yung ganito, ganyan. Until sabi ko, hindi, God put me here for a purpose. What dream do you have? This church building? Minsan isipin natin, ay magkano kaya bibigay ni ganito? Ay yung elder namin, sino Pastor Saldi kaya magkano yung pledge nila? Ah, ganito kaya magkano ganyan? I want you to understand. Tanungin mo sarili mo. If I want my dream to be accomplished, am I willing to be part of it? Amen! Parang tahimik ka. Hello. Well, I've been teaching financial prosperity for a while. I've been doing a series and it basically revolutionized our mindset. Sa church po sa Tabite. We are the one that God will use to fulfill our own dreams. Amen. God taught me a principle. When you are blessed, wala nang struggle, 10% sa local church yan. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, 10% dito. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, mahalaga ang tithes. Hindi yung tight, ha? Hindi yung tight. Yung hindi ka ayaw mong bitawan, tight na tight talaga. Tithes. And God taught me another principle. Yung 90%, akala ko 10% belongs to the church, the 90% belongs to me. And God told me, no. I am the owner, I am the source and the owner of everything. You are my steward. that 90% still belongs to me, to the Lord. Amen. Kaya pag nangusap po si Lord sa akin, bigyan mo ng 10,000 yan. Bigyan mo ng 20,000 yan. I don't mind. Pag nangusap si Lord sa atin, for example, natanggap mo yung sweldo mo. Then, binigay mo na yung tithes mo. Tapos nangusap pa si Lord, oh, yung another 10,000 bigay mo kay Pastor Saldi.
Amen.
Yung another 5,000, bless mo naman yung pastor's wife. Yung another 2,000, bless mo naman yung youth pastor, Pastor Jomel. Ano sagot natin kay Lord? Alam ko, I rebuke you, Satan. In Jesus' mighty name, get behind me! Hura shararalabakanda! Hello! When God tells you something, do it. Kailangan may bitawan ka para minsan matanggap mo yung mas malaking gustong ibigay ni Lord sa'yo. Amen. Let me just say this is quite controversial, but let me just explain it and categorize it. God is blessing us not because we give, but because we believe. Hello? Sinabi niya, ibigay mo, magkano yung hawak mong pera sa wallet mo ngayon? Huwag kayong maglala, hindi ako magpapa-special offering. Ang sama ng tingin niyo eh. Labi ni Lord, paglabas mo dyan sa church, yung ito ganyan, yung kalahati niyan, yung 50% niyan, bigay mo. What would you do? When God tells you something, do it. Hello? Hindi ka pababayaan ni Lord. Mas hinihanda ka niya sa mas malaki. Amen. Don't struggle. God is achieving. And sometimes we thought, the way He achieves things, parang mababawasan na kuha. Hindi ganun. When He achieves, we rest. We don't struggle. Kung sinasabi ni Lord sa'yo, for this project, how much God is telling you? Hello? And believe me, if you can compute it, if you can think it, if you can imagine it, God can provide it. Amen. Second, God exceeds... we receive. And so we read it as a verse, and exceed your wildest imagination. What is your wildest imagination? Have you ever thought of living in a house with 5 bedrooms? 3 restrooms? Swimming pool? Hello? If you can imagine, God can do it. Amen. Amen. Well, always remember this. Don't expect anyone to give it to you. Expect that the first person God will use is you yourself. Amen. If God has given you a desire, He can fulfill it. He exceeds, we receive. No, the greatest person and people here on earth that receives a lot are those people who are rested. Amen. Remember the feeding of the 5,000? God will perform miracles, but the first requirements, if I may say, the first requirements, take a seat. Hello? Umupo ka muna dyan sa green grass. Relax. Don't struggle. Rest! Then the blessing overflows, unlimited, sumobra pa yung provision ni Lord. When He achieves, we rest. When He exceeds, we receive. Amen. God never stops doing things. Rest, don't struggle. The greatest enemy we have is not actually the devil. The greatest enemy we have is worriness. Hello? Ah, baka kumilos ang kaaway. Ah, baka maubusan ng pera. Ah, ganito, ganito. Baka hindi maupulpil. Ah, baka hindi mangyari. Baka, ang daming baka. The greatest enemy a believer has is worriness. Hello? God achieves, we rest. God exceeds,
we receive.
And lastly, let me end. God, or thus,
we reign.
Amen. Sabi ko dito, He will outdo them all. Ano yung greater request mo? Ano yung most unbelievable dream na meron ka? What? Your wildest imagination? God will outdo them all. I don't know. God put me to the Congress as a congressman, as a representative. I never thought of it. Never in my entire life. Hindi ako naging barangay captain. Hindi ako naging barangay tanod. O naging konsyal. Not in my life. Not in my dream. Kung yung wala nga sa dream mo, kung wala nga sa imagination mo, kayang ibigay ni Lord, yung nandyan pa kaya? Amen! Eh kung hindi mo nga kailangan, pinubride ni Lord eh, how much more yung kailangan mo? How much more yung pinaniniwalaan mo? How much more yung pinananampalatayahan mo? Amen! We rest, we receive, we reign. And God continues to achieve, to exceed, and to outdoes everything.